Let us pray. Gracious God, may the words of my mouth begin in my heart and be a light along life's path for these, your people. Amen. Jesus was the master of figurative language. He used stories to proclaim his great truth. He told parables. He painted word pictures. He referred to ordinary things in order that he might underscore extraordinary and eternal truths that he was sharing with all that he met. The disciples would have been able to identify this image of Jesus, which is expressed in our scripture this morning. The image of the vine and the branches, fruit bearing and pruning, dead branches burned. The disciples would have been able to identify with it because Palestine was in fact the land of vineyards. But more than that, the vine was the symbol of Israel. Over and over again in the Old Testament, in the Psalms and in the prophets, you have Israel being referred to as the vine, and even more, as the vineyard of God. This morning, I want to lift out of the passage of scripture that Dawn read for us three very simple words upon which to hang our thoughts today. The three words are abide, apart, and ask. The first word, abide. That's the most crucial word. It's repeated 10 times in those first 11 verses of the 15th chapter of John. It was a crucial word in Jesus' faith vocabulary. So let's take a look at it and seek to appropriate its meaning in our lives. What does it mean to abide in Christ? I think at least two things. To abide in Christ means, first, realizing his presence, and second, responding to his prodding and probing. We abide in Christ first by realizing his presence. To realize is to make real. So how do we make real Christ's presence? Well, we make real his presence through prayer, through scripture, and through worship. The central focus of Christian prayer is, in fact, Jesus. It's to wait on the presence of the Lord. So I ask each of you this morning, do you have a quiet time of day? A personal quiet time when you set aside a particular frame of reference, when you center in, when you select a portion of scripture and seek to live with that scripture in order that God might speak to you. And when God has spoken to you through his word, you then in turn can speak to him. Have you made that time in your day? A seminary professor once said to a class I was in, "The Bible is not to adorn your coffee table. It's to adorn your life. It's not for show. It's for your salvation." So we make real Jesus' presence by prayer and by scripture, but also by worship. Our private worship and our daily quiet time, yes. But more than that, the kind of worship in which we're engaged here today, when people of God come together to celebrate what God has done in their lives and the great acts of God in history and offer praise and thanksgiving for those acts. We make real the abiding presence of Christ by prayer, by scripture, and by worship. And when we realize his presence, then we can abide in him. Secondly, we abide in Christ by responding to his prodding and his probing. Sometimes he comes into our lives in unexpected ways to afflict us in our comfort. Sometimes when things are going well, Jesus shows up and reminds us that maybe it might be true for us, but not so for everyone. Sometimes Jesus comes into our lives in unexpected ways to comfort us in our affliction. But however Jesus comes, he comes to prod and to probe. And as we respond to that prodding and probing, we abide in Christ. Often Jesus does this through other people. I really don't know anything more important in the life of a Christian than to have a friend, someone who loves you, who will pray for you, and who will in some way seek to hold you accountable and responsible as a Christian from day to day. But sometimes Christ does this through people who are strangers to us. People that we don't know, whom we observe, and to whom we are open. The other, the stranger. One, indeed, sometimes, and someone we encounter, sometimes we encounter one who needs nothing at all yet to teach us. Abide. That's the first word. The second word is apart. Now that's a painful word for many of us. It's a harsh word. There's a kind of finality about it. Apart. Jesus said, apart from me, you can do nothing. Jesus is a loving companion, a loving friend, and he is our Savior. He does everything he can do. He goes to the limit, pouring out every last drop of blood, suffering in an unimaginable way to die on the cross in order that you and I might be granted the gift and grafted into the vine and be sustained and saved. Yet, too often, I think we refuse him. It's those who refuse him who deny or simply ignore and by default fail to receive the love and life he offers. It is those who are condemned by their own deliberate refusal or failure to act who then experience the apart. Simply, my friends, be assured of this. It doesn't matter who we are. One day we will meet Christ face to face, and that will be an ultimate time of reckoning when each one of us will give an account as to what we have been and what we have done. When we stand at that moment before the judgment of God and look into the face of Jesus, I want to be abiding in Christ, not apart from the vine. Abide, apart, and now the final word, ask. If you abide in me and my words abide in you, you will ask what you will, and it will be done for you. Those are Jesus' words in our scripture this morning. This is one of those stupendous claims that Jesus makes, which even if we mustered up all our faith and believe it, we're still so baffled by it that we don't take advantage of it. We don't respond to it. We don't lay hold of the promise that Jesus offers. If you abide in me and my words abide in you, you will ask what you will and it will be done for you. If we abide in Christ, all the rewards of dwelling in him will be ours. Answered prayer? Yes. Guidance for daily living? Yes. Certainty in the midst of confusion? Yes. If you abide in me and my words abide in you, ask. Jesus tells us plainly, ask. I am the vine, said Jesus. As the Father loves me, so I love you. Abide in my love. I'm a pretty simple fellow, but I'd say that's a rather good offer. Amen.